T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The bad weather is also time for people to drive somewhat sillily. So to bring that in, we bring in the beloved Amy Parmenter, Manager of Public and Government Affairs for AAA Allied Group. I have two questions, and we've been friends for a while now. Number one, have you gotten over your beloved Eagles' demise Sunday in New Orleans?
Oh, you're hurting me.
No, I'm just asking. I'm trying to help. Parm.
He cares.
You know, I'm trying to help.
The truth is, I am over it. We had a strong finish.
Yes.
To the end of the season, and you know, our guys are just so lovable that I was actually okay with it.
Yeah, that's fine. And secondly,
it's not just how you win; it's how you lose.
You know what? That's a good point. A lot of people should learn that. And secondly, where did Parm Farm come from?
Parm Farm was just kind of came out of my mind. It was a blog that I had.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Right?
Oh, we like it. Yeah.
I love it.
We like it. We think it's great.
Fairly sings.
Well, thank you.
All right. So starting tonight into tomorrow morning, the weather's going to get bad. And for AAA, that means crazy time. How do you ramp up, Amy, the staff to be ready for this kind of a situation?
Well, for starters, it's all hands on deck. I mean, you know, we come from the news business, so you gentlemen certainly know what it's like when there's a situation that is potentially an emergency. And for a weekend like what we're expecting this weekend, there is a lot of cause for concern for AAA in terms of our members and rescuing our members, first with the snow and then particularly with the extreme cold that we are expecting later in the weekend. And, of course, also this is a holiday weekend. So in some ways, that's good. Maybe more people will be at home in that the snow's not coming right in the middle of the week, right in the middle of a commute. But at the same time, people will be away for the weekend or may have made some travel plans. They'll be coming back to dead batteries, all kinds of issues that come up with the extreme cold. Last year, over the Martin Luther King holiday weekend, AAA responded to almost 4,500 calls for help just in the greater Hartford area alone.
God. Well, Amy, I think the one thing, too, is even if you go nowhere on Tuesday morning, if your car has been sitting there all weekend in this awful cold, you may have trouble getting it started, so there'll be more calls.
That's exactly right. I mean, certainly Monday morning is usually busy for us on a holiday weekend. That rolls over into Tuesday morning. You factor in the cold that we're going to have from Sunday and Tuesday morning. We certainly expect the call volume to be through the roof.
What's your advice to people if they have an issue? Obviously, your crews get there as quickly as they can, but in some cases, a delay is unavoidable.
Yeah, it is absolutely so critical that people prepare themselves and their vehicles for every possibility. I just mentioned that we had thousands of calls last year over the holiday weekend, and you can be sure that almost none of those folks actually expected to break down. So I always say to people, imagine that your car is going to break down in the worst of conditions, which we will see this weekend, and even at night. And put everything possible in your trunk in that emergency kit that you would need to be safe and warm while you're waiting for help to arrive. You know, when we say things like blankets and extra coats or medicines if you're traveling with someone who needs them, you have to imagine that you could be stuck. We've seen it many times in Connecticut where people are stuck in traffic issues for hours.
Crazy.
Well, and the one thing is, and I just recall this, and Joe probably does too, because we both worked, as you were pointing out, during these storms, you stay in here for the duration. But we had people calling, you know, my cell phone's dying, charger, no power, but that's not going to do me any good. De-icer, that's very important. I like the bright triangle or reflector, because nobody can see if it's snowing like crazy. Yeah.
The reflector, and also, you know, the blankets and the coat, also the full tank of gas. A lot of people, it can be extremely cold, and someone will say to themselves, I'm just running down the street to go to the gym. And they jump in the car with a T-shirt and shorts, and then they get into trouble. They either are involved in a crash. These incidents can happen close to home. And when you're stuck, you're stuck. So you really need to protect yourself for what could potentially be a life-threatening situation.
Amy Parmenter, AAA bon vivant, manager, public and government affairs. But as scary as driving is now, Amy, when it's bad out, it's gotten even worse when it's dry. Why is that?
Yeah, so this is something that I was thinking about last weekend, as you know, because we had a number of fatal crashes at the beginning. That we had that double fatal down in Stonington. We had a rollover in Suffield. We had a tractor trailer in Milford. Fatal crashes. Last year in Connecticut, more than 300 people were killed in crashes, not just seriously injured, but killed. That's almost one a day. And so that's just such a frightening statistic. When the roads are dry, people just think that, you know, they're not as conscious of being careful on the roads. And speed is a killer. And so we actually have more fatals when the roads are dry and it's clear.
Yeah, I think when it's snowing, you tend to drive with more caution. At least, well, I know people with four-wheel drive who don't, but nevertheless. But, I mean, the fact is speed does play a huge role in this. So if you're going slower anyway, that's probably not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not that we don't see crashes, a lot of crashes when the roads are wet or snowy. It's just that speed is more of a factor when it's dry.
And plus, you have to pay attention to the rules and the laws of the road. I mean, you know, and I'm not doing this to be critical of the state police because they do a fabulous job. But all this clicket or ticket stuff, you still see people pounding away at their cell phones as they're driving.
Yeah, distraction is such a huge issue. I mean, and for people of all ages, that's certainly something that AAA is looking at and working on. And even up at the Capitol, it's something that we hear about over and over again. Mm. Everyone is trying to tackle this problem. Everyone is guilty of this problem, our research shows. Mm. And, you know, it's really about everyone taking personal responsibility and doing what they can to change their own behaviors to make our roads more safe.
I just came across a story this morning. I was going to do it, didn't use it, but now I will. A woman was actually suing Apple because she was texting while driving and got into an accident.
Well, you know,
it was turned down, by the way.
That's what it takes. Everyone is kind of, you know, desperate for solutions. Certainly my partners at the DOT,
state
police, the traffic safety folks. But it's not going to be an easy fix.
All right.
The only hope is these autonomous vehicles. I just got back from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah.
And, you know, perhaps in the future, the human will be taken out of the equation.
Well, you look like you had a great, if anything, if online is any indication, you look like you had a great time out there.
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was interesting. It was overwhelming. There were 165 exhibits involving vehicle technology.
Oh, Lord.
And many of them involved vehicles that would have no driver.
Wow. Sure. Amy, it's great talking to you.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate
it. Just a quick little plug for AAA. If you're a member, it's a real good thing.
Yeah, if you not, become one.
Yeah, you better do it.
Seriously.
And right now, we actually are, because of this cold weather, we're running a safety promo code. So if somebody has been thinking about AAA, now would be the time. Safe safety. And I believe there's some discount involved.
All right. Amy, thanks,
Amy.
Thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.